The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Good evening and welcome to From the Median, where we are concerned with the middle ground, not just to understand both sides of an argument, but also to awaken the consciences of those who are neutral or indifferent to this, the greatest civil rights movement of all times, the pro-life movement. Listeners, as always, wonderful to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining. We have some brand new guests joining us right now. I'm very thrilled to have them on the show with me. Sort of came to know them a little bit during whilst we were doing our fight against the abortion amendment that has unfortunately taken control of many, many parts of the country, and Ohio is no different. Our guests are going to be somebody who's going to come in and help to educate us, give us a little bit more details, give us some information about very successful ways that they are using in Michigan to be able to counter the terrible, terrible destruction that takes place with abortion. Kristen Poehler is the executive director of Protect Life Michigan, which is an organization that equips and deploys students to change minds on abortion. Her husband, Trevor Poehler, is a highly respected pro-life strategist who has helped the organization become a leader in changing public opinion on abortion. Together, Trevor and Kristen seek to showcase what methods are most effective at changing pro-life minds. Welcome to the program, both of you, Kristen and Trevor.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you with us. And folks, I'm going to put this out there right now. They have got a wonderful video that they've put together, which just sort of highlights what they do and why they do it. It is amazing. And it's an absolutely fabulous video. We will put that up on our website so that you'll have that. And I'm really encouraging you all to go there and look at it, as well as look at their website as well, because it's a wonderful website. Okay. So you are two very young, from my perspective anyway, very young, unbelievably effective pro-life advocates out there. Let's start off right at the beginning. Kristen, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved in that. And then Trevor, you pick up right after that.
Well, I got involved when I was just a high school student. I remember hearing a testimony of a woman who had had an abortion, and it had such a profound impact on me, how she had suffered and the memory of this child that was now missing from her life. And I remember thinking at 15 years old, I never want anyone to experience what this woman has and what her child has experienced. And I prayed to the Lord and really surrendered my life to the pro-life cause at that point. And for those who have been involved for a long time, they know that this fight has a way of just drawing you in. You can't go back to living a normal life when you recognize the injustice that our country is allowing to happen on women and unborn children. And so I'm very grateful that as a college student, I got involved with Protect Life Michigan. They really invested in me as a student and in leadership to teach me how to talk to people about abortion in a winsome way. And today I'm the executive director. We have a team of about 30 young people that are working throughout the state on 26 college campuses and in 30 high schools to share the pro-life message. And ultimately, we, through our pro-life outreach, change about 30% of pro-choice minds. So 30% of the pro-choice college students that we talk to will change their minds about abortion right on the spot.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And you know, I love this idea of going to where they are, going to who are going to the target of the opposition. And that is, of course, our young people. So it's wonderful to see this success there. I know, you know, you're having success. I know Students for Life has success. It's just, this is what we need to do. We need to get out there. We need to get into the field and really do this work. So this is amazing. Absolutely.
That's right. And we've worked so hard to share this positive statistic, this 30% number with people, because I think today we've lost hope in so many ways that people are willing to talk about difficult things, that they're actually willing to be open-minded and change their minds on things. And that is exactly that what we're seeing, even amongst college students, which I think a lot of people think young people can be tend to be set in their ways. They're so influenced by the culture and the media. I think it's very hopeful that 30% of the people we talk to change their minds about abortion. And it's not because we're experts in how to have these conversations. It's really quite simple. You just have to have a willingness to start that conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trevor, so how did you get involved?
Yeah, I think that what Kristen's talking about, people's minds changing on college campus, is a great anecdote, because that's kind of my story. I was attending Michigan State University. I was pro-choice almost by default. I was just apathetic on the issue, never thought about it, and just agreed with bumper sticker slogans I heard about the issue, that women should have a right to choose and things like that. And the first time I ever grappled with the issue of abortion was when I first heard an apologetic for the pro-life position in college, and started to actually think about, like, what exactly is happening when an abortion takes place. And that got my mind turning for the first time. And then what really solidified my position change and my heart change and ignited a passion for this issue was the very first time that I actually saw a video of an abortion procedure. And seeing that made that that mind change that was happening for me really turn into a heart change. And ever since then, getting involved with Protect Life Michigan with Kristen has really been a mission for me. And it's been really cool to be able to take kind of that strategy of effective apologetics, truth, really, to college campuses, but couple it with the powerful story of the actual victim of abortion, the child and the woman, the mother of that child, the images that coupled with the apologetic that we make is an extremely powerful story. And I'm just one example of the minds that have been changed by doing so.
Mm, unbelievable. Well, that is extremely powerful. There we have you here with us, helping us to bring this to everybody's attention. And, you know, I have to say that for many years, I've been involved in the pro-life in the battle since Roe v. Wade. I was in my early 20s when that happened. And, it was just one of those things that I was horrified that this is what was happening. But I will tell you that for many, many, many years, I was one of those pro-lifers that said, well, I'm completely opposed to this, but yeah, you know what? Don't bring those dirty pictures here. This is terrible. We shouldn't do that. Yeah. I have had a complete change on that. And it's been recent. It's been recent. It's people like Created Equal, Mark Harrington and his groups, and people like you. I was sort of completely swallowed up by the pro-lifers who wanted to keep the actual nitty-gritty out of the discussion so that they could get legislation passed or whatever, and they didn't have to show this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the impact of these pictures. And I know now you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We have to show what it is.
You're right on that. And it was actually Created Equal that helped me see that myself. I was one of those pro-life people who was very against the use of these images, because I had the perception that it would turn people away from us, that it would alienate the very people that we were trying to reach. And Seth Dreyer at Created Equal said, well, just why don't you just come out and watch us do it? Like, you don't even have to talk to anyone, just shadow what we're doing. And what I was shocked by was not that people were angry. It was by the continued apathy, that someone could see a victim like that, a mutilated human body, and it not move them to take action. And that helped me see that really it's not as alienating as I think we might be set up to believe that it is. Mm-hmm. Although Trevor has started saying that, you know, we're not here to make pro-life being more palatable. Yeah. We're here to make abortion less palatable. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that. There was a study out of Canada that showed that as many as 65% of people feel more negatively when they see the reality of abortion. And that's what we've seen through thousands of conversations on campus that we've had using victim imagery, is that people have a deep-seated distaste for abortion. They really do. They know that it's wrong. It's written on our very compass, our moral compass, our very being. And we have to tap into that by exposing what is actually going on here. We can't talk in euphemisms or bumper sticker slogans. We need to cut right to the chase, because when someone sees what is happening to vulnerable, weak, innocent human beings and how violent and wrong it is, it awakens something in them to change things.
So right. You know, it's interesting. We're in a bit of a battle here in Ohio with regards to, because of course everybody gets so disappointed when we supposedly lose a battle. I always believe that we don't, you know, as long as we're trusting in the Lord and as long as God is in control of this, we don't really lose. We have to just wait for his timing and his will for that to happen. But as we've come through the other side, of course the politicians are trying to make hay with what's happened, and they're trying to use this in some ways. And I'm sounding a little bit cynical, and I'm not necessarily at all. I'm just looking at the reality of it. But mm-hmm. So now we're talking about maybe we'll bring in an amendment again to try to get rid of the abortion from until birth. But we'll do it until, you know, from 15 weeks onwards. We'll say you can abort up to 15 weeks. And you know, what you just said there, Kristen, is very true. When we see that little baby, I had the opportunity to see one of my little grandchildren at 11 weeks old in the womb and on an ultrasound. And this little one had their legs crossed. I mean, just little, it was so beautiful. That is a baby. We cannot say. And I think if we can show some of those pictures as well as what happens to that little baby who crossed his or her legs. I don't know yet whether or not it's a male or a female, but this little baby swimming around in there and the little legs get crossed. I mean, it's just like, oh, that's a little human being in there. But if we are going to say that we can do that and then see that picture, that same little baby in just like a clump of just horrible bits and pieces on a, oh, how horrible are we? You know, who are we? Seriously.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, as we're looking at, you know, what we're going to do moving forward in some of these states that have lost battles or that are going to be facing similar battles that Michigan or Ohio faced over the past couple of years. I think you're right that, like, you know, we have to start leading with our most powerful story. Yep. And our most powerful story is that little child that you're talking about in the womb, that victim of abortion that every time is violently killed. Mm-hmm. And we need to, they're leading with a powerful story. If we look at what happened in Michigan, Ohio, they had an extremely persuasive story to the average voter. And you and I both know that that story was conflated with misinformation and lies and things like that. But the important thing is that it resonated with people when they put this woman up there and that said, if we don't pass this, my life will be at risk. I will die. I can't get the life-saving treatment that I need or things like that. The average voter hears that and is moved by this powerful emotion, to try to help and preserve this woman's life. And we know that that's not true. But at the same time, our story is just as powerful, exactly, if not more powerful, when we lead with our victim, which is this child that is targeted by an industry that wishes to end its life anonymously and discard it like it's trash. And we need to start leading with that powerful story, coupled with the story of offering real solutions and help to the mm-hmm. to the woman, obviously. But it has to include the real victims of abortion, which is the child and the woman.
Yes, and the woman, you know, so many women are being pressured. I interviewed somebody just last week about the fact that, you know, 70% of women feel pressured into abortion. In so many instances, it's not necessarily the woman that wants the abortion. It's the man and all the parents or the grandparents or the, you know, cousins or the friends or something. So often the woman wants to find that solution. And, you know, I love what you said there, Trevor, because, you know, we have to couple the two things together that, and you are so right. We have to lead with the story and keep the pieces together. Wow. That would be amazing.
That's so right on with what we are doing on campus. Is we're trying to paint a picture of a better world. When we talk to these college students, we tell them, you know, I believe that I'm not saying that pregnancy is easy. I understand that these are very challenging situations, and this woman deserves all of the love and support and resources in the world. But there is one thing that we should never do to help, and that is to use violence against innocent human beings. That's not how we solve problems in society. Yeah. There's no other circumstance in which we say that we use violence to help, except in this case. And a good friend of ours, Dr. Monica Miller, has this beautiful quote about how the abortion industry is intentionally set up to hide the unborn, to make it as if they never existed at all. And so the greatest tool that we have to combat the lies of the abortion industry, to bring dignity back to the unborn, is to show their humanity, to show the world that they are human, that they are like us, that they are deserving as the same rights that we have. And that's really the heart of why we use the strategy of showing abortion victim imagery, because it's showing their humanity paired with fetal development issues as or fetal development photos as well. Those are very effective together. But that's the heart of the strategy, is to show their humanity. And I think that's why it's so effective.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think this is why, you know, we are having our big convention coming up very soon. And one of the things we will be doing, Mark Harrington will be one of our presenters talking about this. And this is the first time for so many years he's been saying to me, Molly, I'd say, why don't you just come? I'm not coming until you let me talk. And I'd say, so this was the year I said, okay, Mark, in you come. You can come and talk.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's amazing. And I just love Mark. I love what he's doing. And I love what you guys are doing, because this is amazing that we are getting, I think that while there is, you know, obviously we're all in mourning and a little bit about what's happening, but happened both in Michigan and Ohio. I think there is a whole new level of discussion that's happened. And what do you think about that?
We do. We think the same. We are seeing that in a lot of the coalitions that we're involved in, that the pro-life movement right now is listening, and we're asking, what do we do? What we're doing right now isn't working. Our message doesn't seem to be permeating the average voter. And so what do we need to do? And organizations like Mark Harrington's, like Created Equal, they know the answer. And so do we, because we've been using it for so many years on so many, street corners and college campuses. We know that we have to use the right messaging with the right imagery to break through the lies of the other side.
So tell me, what would you, you know, Trevor, you're the strategist here. Where do we, people, this program is also aired in Michigan. So, you know, and across, you know, across the whole spectrum of Ohio and lots of parts of Michigan. If somebody wanted to say, they said, okay, we're listening to this. What do we do? How do we get involved? What, as a strategist, what is the best way to go about this?
Yeah, I think, the great thing about what, we do is that whether you're, a small group at church that has five or six people that just want to do something about this issue, or whether you're a large organization that's a statewide organization like Protect Life or Create Equal or something, this strategy is scalable to whatever size you are and whatever your target is. So I would say, if you're sitting at home and you're like, I want to do something, one, it's easy enough to get plugged in. If you have a group like ours in Ohio, in Michigan, or Create Equal in Ohio, or other groups across the country, get plugged in with them. It's remarkably easy. You will be swallowed up by the pro-life movement as soon as you express interest in getting involved. So just reach out. Yeah. But let's say you're in a place where you're like, I'm just going to be focused on my community, my city. I want to do something to do something that is effective. The strategy we have is very simple to implement. One, we use quality pro-life apologetics. We train people on how to talk about the issue of abortion in a persuasive, human rights-oriented way that is coupled with the empathy that is necessary to reach through to these average voters who genuinely do care about women's welfare. They want to know that the solution that we're offering is something that is effective for helping women at the same time as preserving the life of unborn children. So we use effective apologetics, and we can provide training. We have recorded trainings, and using other groups like Equal Rights Institute, they have a lot of really great online resources and things like that too. So get the training that you need. And then go out and use the images. We can help you provide. We can provide you the images that you need to get those printed to go out and go out on the street corner if you need to, or go door to door in your neighborhood and just canvas your neighbors. You can have handouts that have images. You can go and just have dialogue with people. Honestly, the only thing that we need to do is start talking about this mm-hmm. issue in an effective way. And I'll just say when we talk about people doing this, we make it seem very easy, very simple. But I know that there's a lot of fear that goes into that. Mm-hmm. This issue is highly controversial, highly divisive, and emotions can run very high. And a lot of times people don't feel equipped or ready to do anything about this issue. They're like, I need more training. I need to be prepared more. I need to shadow more or whatever it is. But I promise you, the worst argument that you could possibly make in defense of the pro-life position is better than the alternative right now, which is silence and apathy on this issue. You will never say anything that will make someone more pro-choice. As long as you have the very basic pro-life apologetics down, which is easy enough to access, 5 or 10 minutes training, you'll be good. The easiest way to ensure that we will never win on this issue is for people to stay at home and not do anything at all. You going out and trying is going to save lives. You going out and trying is going to change hearts. You out and trying is going to make a difference. But I promise, if you don't, then we will not win on this issue.
Absolutely. Well said, Trevor. My goodness. Absolutely. We have to speak up. There is nobody else to speak up for. Last question I want to quickly ask you, and Kristen, I'm going to put this to you. You in your video that you put out, you talk a lot about the historical perspective of this. We've got about 4 minutes left. If you could give me the what you have discovered as you've gone through and you've done all your research onto this. What has happened every time that the visual imagery has come out when we've done civil rights in the past?
Well, for many centuries, in virtually every social reform movement, victim imagery has been used to help people recognize the injustice and take some kind of action. We've seen that in countless examples, the Holocaust, racial injustice. I mean, now it's being used to help uncover animal abuse, right? In the last mm-hmm. 50 years or so. And so we've seen this again and again in many other injustices, helping awaken people to what's actually happening. William Wilberforce used documentary evidence to help people see the injustice that was happening in the slave trade, and that ended the slave trade. And so we're not doing something new here. We're stepping into these big shoes of past social reformers and carrying on the same strategy that they have used. And I think what's interesting for anyone who might be listening and feeling really challenged by this idea of should we use this strategy? I think we have to look at those other injustices and recognize that we have been okay with showing images of the Holocaust and genocides and the image of Emmett Till, who was so brutalized, but his brutalized body helped wake people up to the injustice of racial tensions. in all of these cases, we were okay with those images being used to change people's minds. And I think we have to be really careful to not be inconsistent in this situation. I understand that it's uncomfortable to show something so violent, but there is a time and a place and a way to do that that can be loving and can show mercy even to those who have been involved. And we have to do the most effective thing. And we have seen, we track every single outreach we do, that this is one of the most effective things that we can do. So it's not something that's a new strategy. It's one that's being used again after many, many years of success in many other causes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to challenge churches to get involved in this as well, because, you know, we should have a sort of an open and shut case when we look at the fact that, you know, I just read statistics over the weekend, 90% of pastors believe that this issue is a biblical issue. It is something that God expects of us. And yet 90% of them stay silent on this issue. So, you know, we've got a huge thing we've got to waken up the churches as well.
And I think there's this challenge that we're facing right now that abortion is seen as this very complicated issue
when it's actually quite black and white.
And showing the reality of it helps cut through all of those complicated layers to what is really going on and how wrong it is.
Absolutely. Well said. And God bless you both for all that you're doing. So it's amazing. Thank you both. Kristen and Trevor Polo, thank you for all that you're doing. And again, we will have all of the information up on our website. So go there and watch the movie, watch the film, the little video that they put together, and download all of the information that they have. Thank you both. God bless you both. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Don't go anywhere. I will be back with you right after this very short break with another world-class, inspiring guest.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.